equity investment now demystified. Financial planning made easy with the Oracle.
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to this Tuesday's episode of Your Wealth Class on Radio. I am Abayomi Obabolujo. I've got a lot to do this morning because there are lots and lots and lots and lots of earnings results, second quarter or half year, released to the market yesterday. This was not unexpected, because today, tomorrow, definitely are the two days that would see to the end of the deadline normally allowed by the Nigerian Stock Exchange for the release of quarterly report, except for those who might have sent information ahead to the market that the market should be expecting their quarterly report late for obvious reasons. For example, those that will be presenting their audit report, so that might cause a little bit of delay. That, particularly from the banks and insurance companies, that would first have to send the audit report to the auditors, and thereafter the board will sit on it. Thereafter, the result will be sent to the regulator of that industry before eventually it is released to the market. And so we've seen quite a number of financial institutions saying that already. For example, Zenith, Fidelity, Guarantee, and we know Access, UBA are some of those companies within the financial market that often release audit report for the second quarter, because often those results do come in with interim dividend. So a lot I don't think we'll be able to tackle all, but let me see how far I can go. The first I will tackle is the big elephant, FBNH. Well, a number of people might be criticizing the result from FBNH, but there's really nothing so much wrong with the result, except that there is an increase in income tax from about 5.4 billion naira in 2018 to where to about 8.2 billion naira in 2019. And that will not be the making of the bank. Taxes will have to be paid. So, but if you look at the account from FBNH critically, we could see that impairment charges dropped considerably from 52.8 billion naira in 2018 to 22.1 billion naira in 2019. So this suggests that the company, let me put it that way, because it's a conglomerate, the company is doing something about the bad loan from their bank's component, which is credible anyway. Loan and advances to customers, however, declined within the period under review. So profit before tax for FBNH was 39.87 billion naira from 38.87 billion naira in a tight economy. Well, I don't think that is bad. Yes, we have seen one or two financial institutions releasing their result with considerably higher profit after tax. But again, we need to compare sizes of these institutions. Well, if you want to say that profit should be better, it could be better, but so long as it is not a decline, I think it's not that bad as some people want us to believe. So knowing that FBNH is a conglomerate, it is big, and it is not all the component that will be making profit in equal capacity. You don't compare that with institutions that are just one operation. So putting everything together and arriving at a profit after tax for FBNH, a profit after tax this time around that is higher than the previous years, is not bad performance by my own judgment anyway. So based on the profit after tax of 31.6 billion naira from 33.4 billion naira the previous year, the earning per share of 84 kobo as against 91 kobo, when you compare with a price of 5 naira 95 kobo by any standard, is still not a bad performance. So in other words, the price of First Bank is FBNH rather is still far lower than the capacity of the earning. So if this performance is sustained to the auditor report, I would tell you that go and buy FBNH. Hold on to it. If it comes lower, buy more. Ultimately, you're bound to make good money. Wema Bank PLC is a growing bank, but very old. And it's a bank, like I've said, like a cat with nine lives. Okay, the bank is actually waxing strong. Going by its second quarter report, we saw the earnings, that is the revenue, growing to 40.8 billion naira from 32 billion naira. That's showing 27.6% growth. The profit after tax grew to 2.2 billion naira from 1.6 billion naira. That is a 43.3% growth. Now, Wema Bank is not doing bad at all. This is a great performance by any standard, and this is highly commendable. The earning per share is 6 kobo from about 4 kobo in the previous year. So if you want to compare the earning per share of 6 kobo with the price of just 2 kobo, which it's currently selling on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange, if this performance is sustained to the full year, Wema Bank will be said to be selling at about half of the price it should sell. FCMB, another financial group, FCMB grew its revenue in the half year to 89.8 billion naira from 83.9 billion naira. That's not bad, though the growth is just 7.03%, right? So it could be better. The profit after tax for the half year is 7.5 billion naira from 5.7 billion naira the previous year. The growth is 31.57%. It's good enough. It means that the organization is managing its costs very well. So 38 kobo earning per share from 29 kobo in the previous year. That's not bad at all. So if you compare the 38 kobo earning per share with a price of 1.64 kobo, which it is currently selling on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange, it could be said that FCMB is selling at a fraction of its potential price level, particularly if this level of performance as released in the half year is sustained to the full year. At this level, FCMB is a goal. It's a good buy. Qtis. Qtis, you want to say it's a small company, but it's doing big thing. Qtis is not looking bad, particularly after the one-for-one bonus it gave last year. Why did I say so? The turnover still grew from 5 billion naira the previous year to 5.43 billion naira. Profit after tax grew from 440 million to 477 million. The earning per share, despite the 100% increase in its outstanding number of shares and the profits previous year, you know that they have not been able to grow their profit after tax by 100%. So we should not expect the earning per share to be at the same level of the previous year. The previous year, the earning per share was 50 kobo. Now it is 27 kobo. That is not a bad performance anyway. So, but you will now look at the price, which is 1.26 kobo. So Qtis could be said to be underpriced, more so as 12.5 kobo dividend is being proposed. The result from Qtis, as I have said, is for their audited report. It's not quarterly report. So the company is in the market with a dividend proposition of 12.5 kobo. The company is a good company with high potentials. I think it is the kind of company you could buy and then hold on for relatively long time. Mutual Benefit Assurance PLC says it has grown its profit after tax substantially to 1.4 billion naira from 650 million naira in the previous year. That is more than double. That is talking about the half year result. Now, it should be recalled that the company recently concluded its right issue. So we need to wait a few more quarters to see how well this is judiciously deployed. But for now, the result is good enough. At 12 kobo earning per share for a company that is selling at about 20 kobo on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange. It suggests that if this performance is sustained to the full year for Mutual Benefits Assurance PLC, at the end of the full year, the earnings per share might be higher than even the price at the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange. Let's see how it plays out. Maybe investors will, on the strength of this result, enter into Mutual Benefits Assurance PLC and push it higher. The market has a mind of its own. You cannot dictate for it. For Uwando PLC, a company that is currently in court with the Securities and Exchange Commission to challenge the removal of its co-managers who were accused of fraudulent activities by the Apex Regulatory Body, an authority for the capital market, SEC, well, wait to see how that ends. Turnover, however, grew to 315.4 billion naira from 297.3 billion naira in the previous year. The company seems have big turnover, big businesses. However, the profit after tax declined to 7.2 billion naira from 8.5 billion naira. Now, if you look at this result from Uwando, it's not a good result by any standard. Why? The profit margin is relatively low. The cost of this company doing their business is horrible. If you look at a company who generated 315 billion naira turnover, that is the quantum of business you are able to attract, only for you to generate 7.2 billion naira profit. That is not the kind of investment people should look at. They spend too much, so they need to beat down their cost considerably. When we have time, I will take the time to look at where the cost is actually coming from. So from this result, their earning per share is lower, and buyers should be aware until the court action with the Securities and Exchange Commission is resolved. Nestle, that is the grandfather of all prices on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange, it grew its turnover for the half year from by 4.8% to 141.9 billion from 135.3 billion naira the previous year. The profit after tax actually grew by 21.8% to 26.2 billion naira from 21.5 billion naira. Earnings per share of 33 naira 11 kobo sounds big, because that is even a lot higher than the prices of so many equities that are listed on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange. But when you compare the earnings per share with the price of 1,310 naira, then the earnings is good, sounds big. But for those who had invested in the company long, yes, it stays at that. But for fresh investment, well, dividend income might take long to pay for current price, but by any standard, that's not a bad report at all. Dangote Cement from 6 naira 60 kobo earning per share to 7 naira 1 kobo earning per share for the first half of 2019. At a price of 170, the result is fair enough, though it could be better. Its turnover declined, but the company grew profit after tax. CCNN is fantastically fantastic as it grew its turnover to 32.1 billion naira from 12 billion naira the previous year. That is a growth of 167%. But the profit after tax grew to 7.3 billion from 2.6 billion naira. That's also a growth of 180%. However, the earning per share is very small, 55 kobo, right? But when you even still look at that, at the price of 11 naira, that's not a bad result. There are lots we will still need to talk about tomorrow by the grace of God. We have the result of Union Bank, we have Regency Alliance, and a lot more results will be released today. We'll be talking about that tomorrow morning. Why not go and log in to stocksng.com, S-T-O-C-K-S, NG as in Nigeria, stocksng.com. All these things will be there. I've got to go because of our time. Meanwhile, the market was up marginally yesterday. All these details you will get on the pages of stocksng.com. Stocks, www.stocksng as in Nigeria.com. I shall be returning to you here on this platform tomorrow morning. Until then, I remain yours sincerely in wealth creation, accumulation, and preservation. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your day.